Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. The tarot card for today is The World, and this one comes to us from a deck I backed on Kickstarter called The Illustrated Fox Tarot by artist, I just want to say Jennifer High, all right? Make that Taylor High. I knew I had one half of it wrong. Have you seen the cards coming up for the rest of this week? I mean, here we are with the World card, which doesn't come out very often. We only just saw it July 31st, and it's back 10 days later. You know, the last time, you know, it just felt like it was really closing out that cycle that was July, which was rather difficult for many. The wild ride, as I labeled it. And, you know, here we are, and I get the feeling, all right, because of all the things that this can mean, cycles and completion, success, and all of that. I have a feeling that there's a door trying to open for you, all right? May not be the big door you've been knocking on, but it could be one which is very beneficial to you. So I'm really, really liking this. There's still a great deal of energy left to navigate, and we are closing out a couple of, you know, cycles here as well. You know, today is the last full day of Venus being in the sign of Cancer. And we are also approaching tomorrow's full moon at 19 degrees Aquarius, which is going to be a little tough for some of you. I'm not going to, you know, beat around the bush with that. We do begin the day with today, with the moon still in Capricorn for a little bit. And the Capricorn moon is going to trine Mars, sextile Neptune, and conjunct Pluto before opposing Venus. And I think that you'll find that the trine between the moon and Mars is one of those ones which can give you that impetus you need to open a door. So that's a good thing. And, you know, it has a lot to do with relationships as well. So, you know, here's the thing. Sometimes with Mars, things can come across as being pushy, bossy, in that nature. Today, it is easier to, you know, speak your mind in an assertive manner, but not come across that way. So, you know, think carefully before you speak. And I think you might be able to open a door this way, you know, even if it's only a crack. But it's a good way to, you know, get things going in your direction. Actually bolstering this energy is the moon sextile with Neptune, because that kind of lends a softer side to things whenever you hear Neptune. You know, the, you know, whole dynamic becomes more sensitive, it becomes more emotional, and I think it helps you, you know, when you're interacting with others, what to say, what to do. I think the overall scheme of things today is designed to help you to come across in the proper manner in order to open a door. The conjunction with Pluto can be a little bit concerning depending upon how deeply you feel things. And, you know, these all occur at different times and they don't last as long. So if you reach a point in the day where, with whatever you have going on, you find yourself feeling a little bit overwhelmed, let it pass. Just let it pass. Because I really think right now, as we close out, you know, this lunation from our Leo new moon that we had back on July 28th, you know, leading to tomorrow's full moon in Aquarius, that there's a lot to digest. Because I see for so many of you, so much has happened. The timing that's here is really, really good. Like I said, if you've seen the cards that are coming, every Sunday I put out a video, and I usually have it on Facebook and Instagram, where you can see the cards that run from Monday through Sunday. And there's some really good ones coming up. So stay tuned. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.